Pat, how are you this morning?
Great. Good morning, Tony.
Thanks so much for being with us. Before we get to the initial topic we were going to talk about, you brought it to my attention this morning that on page 4A in today's Lansing State Journal, in their Business Today section, there is a article that says, the headline reads, Jobless Claims at Three-Year Low, Retailers Enjoy Strong Sales. And it talks about the biggest drops are in New York, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Kentucky, Florida, New Jersey, and Michigan is down to they've all enjoyed great drops. And you claim that those jobless claims are false, and you've got data to back that up.
Yeah, and the data comes from the same source that the headline comes from. The U.S. Department of Labor yesterday released their weekly report on jobless claims. The small part that is true is that the new claims for unemployment benefits have dropped to the three-year low, from 388,000 the week before to 368,000 in the latest reporting week. However, that's not the only jobless claims that were filed that week. A far larger number of extended benefit claims were filed, which soared 89,000 to 850,000 total claims compared to the previous week. So in actuality, in total jobless claims, they were up over 5% for the last week. And you can't have it be 5% higher but claim it's the lowest in 3 years.
They made a mistake.
No, it's just the U.S. government has an incentive to try to paint as rosy a picture about the economy as possible. So they tout the little piece that is good news and try to bury in the fine print the news that doesn't look so good.
We're talking with Pat Heller from Liberty Coin Service. Where is gold and silver pricing as we speak?
On Tuesday, gold set an all-time record high, about $1,437. It's a record if you ignore inflation, of course. Silver hit about $34.80. A few minutes ago, it was about $1,416 for gold and $34.40 for silver. So they're still threatening to set new record highs.
And do you expect this trend to continue for the short term or the long term?
In the short term, I expect substantially higher prices. There is a supply squeeze going on in the silver market where the Perth Mint, even in mid-February, was saying they can't deliver new orders until April. The Royal Canadian Mint, which has long-term supply contracts, says they cannot get enough silver to be able to manufacture to meet demand. The U.S. Mint has stopped manufacturing Silver Eagle dollars, even though they've sold 10 million of them year to date and they're selling at a record pace, but they just don't have silver. They can't get any. Refiners are refusing to accept orders for newly refined silver, saying they simply are not getting any silver into process.
You've talked about this before. It was of concern because there were more people who had certificates stating that they owned silver than there was actual physical silver.
There's a much larger market in what I call paper silver. It's on paper contracts than there are in physical silver. For instance, on the COMEX Commodities Exchange in New York, the February 28th, Monday this week, was the latest notice for first day of delivery of the March 2011 silver contracts. Normally, the COMEX is right up to snuff telling you just how much the various positions are. But starting late last week, they simply were not reporting this information. On the 24th, it showed that there were still 252 million ounces of silver owed on contracts due for physical delivery by the end of March. But there's only registered inventories on that day of 42 million ounces of silver.
Would it ever occur where everyone wanted to cash in their certificates and get their physical silver?
Most traders on the COMEX don't want to handle physical silver. That's why they buy a contract. So significant percentage of them will simply buy an offsetting contract, cancel it out, and never take delivery. However, the last silver contract that expired was in December, and an unusually high percentage of those were tendered saying, I want the physical metal. It looks like that may repeat this time.
And Pat, from our many conversations, this is a serious issue because when you talk about the relation of value for gold and silver as opposed to the American dollar and then all the debt that we have, everything is tied into one.
It is. In my mind, if a combination of the U.S. dollar index falling below 77 and the 10-year Treasury debt interest rate exceeding 3.5% were to both happen at the same time, hold those levels for 3 days in a row, you're going to see a significant increase in the price of gold or silver. The U.S. dollar index dropped below 77 on Wednesday. It stayed below yesterday. The 10-year Treasury debt interest rate went above 3.5% yesterday. So we're on the first day to see if this is continuing.